It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
You know, we talk about what we put on our skin. We talk about how nutrition can take an effect on our overall health of our body and our looks. But today we're going to go even further, and I'm excited about today's guest. Chris Perlstein is a freelance fashion editor, wardrobe stylist, and TV style expert currently living in Phoenix, but she started her career in New York at Red Book magazine over a decade ago and then wound up moving out west. Today, she contributes in outlets such as Pure Wow, Stylecaster, Real Simple, along with serving as a style and fashion expert. You want to talk about a lot of experience here, but this is cool because her experience is in real, everyday fashion with an emphasis on helping women of everywhere, of every size and shape, get dressed. So, Chris, thank you for helping us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about like the rise of wellness as a category. How has that changed things?
I just think that people are so much more informed than they've ever been before. And, you know, obviously Instagram plays a big role. You know, you're able to sort of find people, you're able to find topics really easily that you relate to or that maybe even you want to learn more about. And so, you know, even just speaking from personal experience, I follow a lot of wellness experts, a lot of bloggers who, you know, sort of incorporate this idea of 360-degree wellness in their lives. And it has helped me so much in making changes to my own life.
Like what? What type of changes have you made?
Just understanding a little bit more about, you know, what I'm eating and my clean beauty products, and understanding that you don't have to be sort of, this environmental organic expert to make small changes in your life that can impact your body, your health, your skin, and even just your household as a whole. So I think that, wellness as a category is just really booming right now. And I think people are caring so much more about this stuff. Also, let's not forget the fact that companies are making it a little bit easier for us to care, right? So convenience is such a big part of our lives these days. And if companies can make it more convenient for us to eat clean and to, you know, buy clean beauty products and to just incorporate clean practices, then of course we're going to follow that road.
Yeah, I think years ago it was a small percentage, and I think people thought it was going to be just a short-term fad or something, and I think it's now become mainstream.
I completely agree with you. I also think that, you know, even just 10 years ago, talking about being clean or talking about being green was seen as, you know, oh, you must be a hippie, or oh, you must be a tree hugger. And that's really not the case anymore. I think the stigma has sort of gone away, thankfully.
Now, what caused the change for you? I mean, did you not have a healthy, I guess, did you not eat healthy all your life? Is it something that brought about a change to you? I admit I never did. I mean, it's a change that came in the past few years. But what about you?
You know, I think it's, the reality is that the word healthy has come to mean something different, right? So 10 years ago, being healthy meant low fat. It meant low calorie. Nowadays, being healthy means incorporating whole real foods into your diet, meaning good fat. So you want to drink whole milk, not skim milk, because skim milk has a lot of sugar in it. And I just think that, you know, sort of like changing your habits and the definition of what healthy means to you, that for me was the biggest change. So understanding that eating a full bag of low-fat potato chips is not the same as eating maybe, you know, a big bowl of berries or a big, you know, making my own chips from scratch at home, because that can be healthy too.
Well, when I was in my 20s, I thought I was invincible, so I could eat anything and really never expected it would make a difference. But now that I'm what I remember is my father's age, you know, I'm in my 50s now, I started thinking, you know what, I want to live to be an older age and I want to have the energy and I want to still feel like I am in my 20s. In my mind, I am. And so I want to have the energy. And that's what prompted me to make some of the changes in my life.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. And actually, I'm about 7 months pregnant right now. And so that has
Congratulations.
Sort of changed my mindset. Thank you. That has sort of changed my mindset as well, because suddenly you're putting things in your body that not only affect you, but affect your unborn baby. So I think there's a lot of things about growing older that brings about some maturity on this topic. So I totally agree with you. In your 20s, you think you can eat it all, and you really can. But things change when you hit 30, 40. So,
but you talk about how it's becoming easier for us. What are some brands that you think have kind of led this path and made it easier or made some big strides?
So, I mean, in keeping with my expertise, which is fashion and style, I've noticed a big change in the fashion industry as far as sustainability goes. And some of the brands that are leading the charge are companies like Stella McCartney, Matt and Nat, Reformation, Eileen Fisher, and even H&M, which I think is one of the more surprising of the bunch, just because of their scale and how big of a company they are. I think it's really impressive that they've made strides into being more sustainable and more green.
Yeah, I think, you know, you see people at least taking or being more aware of what companies stand for and what they do. It's not just about buying things. I guess the 80s we all bought and greed was good, but now it's more sustainability and companies on a mission that really have a bigger picture than just selling us a quick product.
I think companies are beginning to realize the responsibilities that they have. And it's not just about making money. I think, of course, the bottom line is important. You know, you want to be able to employ people. You want to be able to continue to be in business, right? But I think that they're realizing, like you said, the consumer cares in a way that she maybe never did before. And I think that that's being reflected in their practices. I mean, you know, Stella McCartney is one of the most well-known of this trend. And everything from the fact that she doesn't use any animal products in her collections at all. So we're talking no skins, no furs, even the glues that hold her shoes and accessories together. Oftentimes that's fish glue and she doesn't use that either. But going beyond that, her UK offices are powered by wind energy. So I think companies are not only trying to incorporate green and sustainable materials into their production, but they're also looking at their production lines from beginning to end. And even when they're building out their stores or when they're dealing with their packaging, you know, Reformation uses 100% recycled packaging for all of their online purchases, and they recycle their hangers in store. Even a small gesture like that can make a real impact overall.
That's cool. That's cool. And you want to, you know, I guess we say it on the show enough, is vote with your pocketbook. You know, you want to get with those companies and stick with them and support them.
Absolutely. And I think that's a very good point, because unless you go home and you Google, you know, green fashion, sustainable fashion, vegan fashion, I think it's kind of hard to, know who's doing the right thing. But I think ultimately, you know, these companies are just moving toward a better production process. And by just putting in a few minutes of research, you can really make sure that your wallet is going in the right direction.
And to be clear, you're saying the green fashion doesn't mean it has to be the drab colors or what we remember from years ago. It's coming into high fashion.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of designers and brands have realized, what good is sustainable fashion if no one wants to wear it, right? So it has to be cute first. If it's not cute and stylish, no one's going to buy it. And then what good is all of your effort? So I think that's the biggest change that has happened in the fashion industry over the last 10 years.
Well, and I know we've had other guests on the show where we talk about some of the chemicals that go in the processing of the fashion, et cetera. And so, you know, as we talk about it, it's not just what we put on our skin. It's not just the diets we eat, but the things we surround ourselves in our homes and in fashion. And I think the lesson we're learning today is we can look good and support companies that are sustainable and care about us and care about the world.
Absolutely. Just go the extra mile, put in the 5 minutes, do a quick Google search. You'd be surprised what you can find out there as far as like clothing, beauty, and just all around wellness products.
To learn more about what we're talking about today, to dive in and go deeper, to get involved, visit chrisperlstein.com. Chris, I want to thank you for joining us. You've enlightened us on a few things, and I think we should Google and become more responsible, just like the companies. So I invite our listeners, visit her website and find out more. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, and I want to thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.